one of our Patriots Monday regulars, Vince Wilfork, settling into the chair. Good morning, Mr.
Morning,
Wilfork.
Morning.
What's up, Vince?
What's going on? A dead dog in here or something? What? What happened?
Oh, man.
I told you I was funky. I told you.
You funky?
Yeah, man.
Why are you funky?
Well, you know, I was driving all night. I was in Kansas City for the playoff game.
Okay.
Had a little flight problem in Charlotte. They told me I was going to be stranded in Charlotte, and I had to get back to Boston. So I drove all night from Charlotte to D.C. and got a flight from D.C. to Boston.
Oh.
So it's been a while since I had
freshen
some.
Freshen up.
Had some, so this is what I had on. Everything. Had on yesterday.
Smelled everything. Like a locker room.
Hand the man your towel.
Yeah, like a locker room.
You think Bob Kraft would have a problem if I just went down and used. I mean, the visiting locker room.
I don't know. You should ask him.
Visiting locker room.
If he smelled you, he'll probably say, yeah, go ahead. I'm telling you that now.
He probably said, go ahead. I knew where he's going with it because he walked by. And he sniffed. He was like, wait, what is that? Oh, it's legitimate, boys and girls. It's legit.
Well, you told us you were going to watch football this weekend, and I'm sure you did. The good news is you got to know Saturday night who we're going to be playing next week. Yeah. You didn't have to wait till Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Saturday, like you said, Saturday night found out, you know, we were playing Jets for the third time. So, division team once again in the playoff. It's going to be a tough game. I mean, every game in the playoffs is tough, especially being able to play a team three times. It gets harder and harder and harder each time. So, I don't think anything we've done the first two games we played them this year going to factor in this game. I mean, it's a totally different ball game. It's you know, for us, it's 0-0 the season. Brand new season, so I think the approach is kind of different because if you lose now, you go home. So I think we'll get the Jets' best. I think everything they have to offer, we'll get. Some probably some things we haven't seen, some things we probably seen. We're gonna get it. So, but at the same time, we're in the same mode because, like I said, you lose, you go home. So at the end of the day, we want to make sure we leave this, this game. We leave the game happy and satisfied what we did, and hopefully we can come out with a W.
When did you start working on the Jets? Was it right after that game on Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, I got back yesterday, and I kind of looked at a little film on them. Even though, like I say, it's a division game, we kind of know each other. I think right away we jumped on them. Me personally, I mean, especially with the day, you know, coming in, working out. Getting a little film in and all that stuff. So I think at this time of the year, the quicker you can get to jump on guys, it's the better. I think it was good for us because Saturday night we did find out who we were playing. We didn't have to wait an extra day. So we kind of gained a day with all that. So like I said, you know, our main goal is going to practice and being able to practice well. We need the best practice of the year starting this week, you know, and if we don't get that, it may be a problem. So our goal is to go to practice and lead that practice field knowing we gotten better and going in, watching film, making corrections, and just keep putting one day ahead of each other, you know, and getting better and better. And hopefully Sunday we can put everything we worked on the field.
Based on what you saw either Saturday night or in the film that you watched, why were the Jets so effective running the football against the Colts?
Jets always been effective running the football. I mean, that's one thing that they probably do well as anyone in the National Football League is run the ball. And I think it could have a lot to do with, you know, the backs, and it definitely have a lot to do with their offensive line, one of the better physical lines in the National Football League. So they known for running the ball, pounding the ball. You know, when you got Thomason back there, and then you have Green, you talking about two powerful runners. You have LT can do it all. You know, can catch out the backfield. At times he blocks. Great screen guy. I mean, all around put the well. He's put together very, very well as a running back. And with Green coming in, he's a powerful runner. I mean, a young guy, but very explosive. And he's hard to bring down because he's such a tough and low gravity, and he run with power. And like I said, the offensive line is just big and physical. You know, they just They can get away with, you know, a lot of guys being single block because they have the faith and confidence in their offensive line being able to go out there and block head up and, you know, getting the hat on the hat and moving pile. So up front, we're going to have to do a real good job. I mean, because if they get a running game going and we can't slow them down, it will be a long day for us.
They have a lot of guys, Vince, who enjoy talking. and I'm wondering if you think – they're talking to bait the Patriots right before they play against you guys, or do they just talk because that's who the hell they are?
I don't know. I think you know, teams have different ways of showing emotion or confidence at times. I think this one team that they do not lack any confidence. You know, from the head coaches to the fans to the players, they put together well. I mean, on paper they probably one of the best teams on paper. They pretty good record. So some people talk for confidence. Some people talk because they don't believe, you know, in what they're doing. But me personally, I think they talk because they're a very confident group.
You're not a nose tackle. You're a defensive lineman.
Correct.
But a lot of that time.
If you keep talking like that, you may be able to represent him. That's contract. There you go. You get the idea. Don't tell me about these rush guys. I can rush if you want me to.
But a lot of the time, you're lined up directly in front of Nick Mangold.
Yeah.
Tell me what he's like, just as an individual one-on-one matchup for you, compared to other guys you line up with in the league.
I'll tell you what, Nick is a big guy, strong guy. Probably one of the centers. Most centers in the league is not as big as he is, or not as strong as he is. But he's very, very big and strong, quick for his size. Don't need a lot of help. Can block one on one. So
can block you one on one.
Yeah, we had battles all, you know, ever since he's came in the league. We had battles every time we play. We battle, and a great sport. I mean, I think I have a lot of respect for him because of, you know, what he do. Me seeing a lot of offensive centers in this league that demand help all the times, or, you know, on the run plays and pass plays. But for him to come in and be able to hold his own and anchor down when he needs to anchor down, I give a lot of respect to that guy because at times he do that. You know, and like I say, we've battled over the course of years, twice a year, and we go at it. You know, and they mix up a lot of things up front. We mix up a lot of things up front. So a lot of times I get blocked one-on-one with him. Sometimes I don't. But I tell you for one thing, if you were to be like, okay, you got to block one-on-one, no matter, you know, who you in front of, he is the guy. I mean, I think he's the anchor of that line. He's a great leader, very smart, intelligent. And he's every bit of an offensive lineman, every bit of a player you want. So just a hard-fought guy.
I'm just wondering about inexperience, Vince. You were fortunate because your rookie year, you won a Super Bowl with this team. But I wonder if you knew, if you just knew going into the postseason that the intensity level was going to go up. Could somebody tell you that, or did you have to experience that to realize it?
I mean, people tell you that all the time.
But you have to live it?
You have to live it. I think you have to live it. And it's not, to me, it wasn't more of, you know, the intensity for me. It wasn't for me. I'm just speaking for myself. When I came in, it wasn't. You know, the playoff game is this, and this. You know, I heard that. And when I started playing, I don't know if I had my mind already made up. It's going to be a tough battle because it is a playoffs. Or it was just me just going out playing or whatever it may have been. But I never had a problem with getting up for any playoff game or being surprised that a team was playing the way they was playing in a playoff game. So, but I can only speak for myself. But I can tell you it's things that teams do in the playoffs. Sometimes they don't show all year. And like I said, a lot of that have to do with you lose, you go home. And I think the more prepared we can be and alert we can be as a team, especially defensively because I'm a defensive player, the more alert we can be and awareness that we have on the field, the better your chances are winning. And I think going into the playoffs, they're going to hear, I would say it, Thomas said, Bill said, the coaches have said. I think everybody who's been around games like this probably said, who started last week, that how important the playoffs is and what to expect out of your opponents. We've already established that. So, but they might not get it until game day. But we have to be alert out there for 60 minutes because anything can happen. Because at the end of the day, you win, you go on, you lose, you go home. So we want to be going on.
He doesn't throw around compliments a lot, but I've heard Bill Belichick say this might be your best season as a member of the New England Patriots. Given that as a backdrop, when you showed up for film study last Wednesday, did he find something to rag on you about too?
I think he hit us as a team. I think he never want us to get complacent or get relaxed. Just because we was on a bye week, we went in and we worked. We got a couple of good days of practice out. We got out. What we got out of practice was some good stuff. So Bill is the type of guy that, you know, whenever you get a chance to get better, if we agree with it or don't agree with it, you know, he's going to do what's best for the team. And I think last week was a great example. You know, we could have easily been, you know, a bye week. Everybody, you see you Monday, whenever we find out who we play. But no, he took the step. We took the approach. Look here, we're going to come in. We're going to watch film. We're going to go on this field. We're going to put on full pads, and we're going to go to work. We're going to work on what New England needs to work on to get better as a football team. Like I said, a lot of people might not agree with it. But like I say, the respect level that I have for this guy, I mean, it's unbelievable. And people who don't respect him need to be punched in the face. The guy been around this game for so long and been successful so long. You can't do anything but respect him. So when he threw us in pads and on the field, I don't think it's one guy that really, you know, said anything to him about, hey, man, what the heck are you doing in pads on a bye week off? It was more about getting some work done. And this is something that we needed as a team. And I think, you know what, we took it. We ran with it. You know what, he gave us our days off to get healthy. Now we back, knowing our opponent and everything. So he always going to put us in a good situation, the best situation we could be in. But I think he got on a team as an overview than just individuals.
But sometimes isn't there pressure on the captains to be politicians and trying to soften up Belichick, especially if the group doesn't feel like y'all should be in pads? You can go to Bill and say, you know, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Now, who's usually the designated person to go in and soften up
it, Bill? I mean, you know, it doesn't matter.
Have you drawn that straw before?
Yeah, of course. When, like I say, as a leader and as a captain of the team, you know, my job is to take to Bill, you know, what we get from the team, you know, how we feeling and stuff like that. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. But at the end of the day, Bill is always, he's open-minded. When it comes to stuff like that, he look into it and he get back to us, okay, we'll do it. You know, it's rarely that he say, no, we need to do this. He rarely do that, you know, and that's why, you know, with this coming, you know, with us on the bye week and everything, he was like, hey, we're going to be in pass, we're going to work with each other, we're going to do this here. No captains had anything to say because we knew how important this week was to us. So we just went to work. But at times, it be some times where we be like, hey, look, Bill, man, we can, come on, dude. I mean, we can't do such and such, such as that. I mean, just look at this. And he, like I said, he take it in. He be like, okay, yeah, you're right. All right, we'll do it this way. And just that easy. It seems easy, but at the end of the day, he always do what's best for the team. And like I said, for one of us to come up to him and be like, hey, we really feeling, you know, kind of tired or we kind of feel like this. Can you do this? He always be like, you know, he always for us.
You know, I want to ask you something that's a little off football, but I think about it as I hear advertising sometimes on the station. Flo Allen, who everybody knows from Celtics games.
Oh, yeah.
She's very excitable. That's Ray Allen's mom. You know, she talks about this program. It's $3. It's 3 for $3. So
yeah,
you donate $3 for diabetes research for every three-pointer that Ray Allen hits.
Yeah.
And it's the Joslin Diabetes Organization. And I know because of your history, you have some opinions about Joslin Diabetes, diabetes in general. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are about that program and if it means anything to you when you hear that spot.
Yeah, diabetes is something big with me just because of my family history, especially my father, being diabetic himself. So, you know, when I heard about it and everything, I think in the past, we worked with Joslyn in the past, and, you know, I linked up with Ray a couple of times just talking with him and everything. One of his sons diabetic, you know, and when I heard about this, you know, I'm all for it, you know, and this is in the area that always touched me, you know, when you talk about diabetes, just because of, as an African American, that and high blood pressure, it runs very, very deep in our generation. So that's one thing that, you know, Joslyn been doing a great job. Every year for 7 years, I've been involved in some type of diabetes, either DRI, Diabetes Research Institute down out of Florida, or Joslyn up here in the last couple of years. They jumped on board. But so anytime I can help, you know, anyone in that area, I definitely do. Not saying that I don't help in any other areas, but this particular area to me is kind of personal because of my history with it, with my family and everything. So 3 for 3 is just, you know, encouraging guys, you know, just go out so we can, you know, hopefully find a cure for diabetes someday, because it's a deadly disease. I mean, you know, you could put it up there with AIDS, cancer, whatever you may look at. You could put it up there with most of them. So that's one way, you know, we try to give back and try to find a cure for it. And once again, you know, that with Ray and his son, and how involved he's been with Joslyn in this, I think it's a great thing that he's doing. So in any way, you know, I can help, I definitely help. And with this program, 3 for 3, I think that's a, you know, great idea they came up with, and hopefully everybody can go out and help support.
Our final question for Vince Wilfork is brought to you by ARS, the restoration specialist, tackling flood, fire, smoke, and mold emergencies 24/7 anywhere in New England, online at arsserve.com or 877-461-1111. Simple question.
What up?
Did you know, and how excited were you when that came out last week?
Oh, man, you know.
Up my Sports Illustrated cover from last week.
I think my wife, she texted me about it, and I was like, what? And she's like, no, you're on the sports front page of, you know, Sports Illustrated. I say, really? And, you know, words can't express. I mean, because
look, defensive linemen don't get this kind of publicity very often.
I mean, it's something that, you know, growing up, you see all these magazines, Sports Illustrated, all types of magazines you see, and you always look at the front cover. No matter what you do, you look at the front cover and you be like, man, what you got to do to be on one of those, you know? And when I saw it, I was like, wow, that's amazing. You know, that is amazing. And I don't get amazed much, but that's something that really amazed me. And, you know, I'm very fortunate. You know, they did story on the big guys, and everybody's hating on me. I'm going to have to make a few phone calls. But it's a great accomplishment. I'm happy, thankful for Sports Illustrated, and especially thankful for the organization, you know, putting in a lot of work, you know, on and off the field with me and marketing and all that type of stuff, and PR, whatever it may be, going out and getting recognition like this. I think it means more to the organization and myself, because without the organization, you know, that wouldn't have been possible. So I'm very thankful for it, though.
A weapon of mass obstruction.
That's what they say.
That's what you are. Congratulations on the cover. That's
Thanks,
very
guys.
Cool.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you next week.
All right, Vince, let me borrow that towel, man.
Yeah, you can have that.